On this week's Press Pass, we're joined by Buffalo Rising contributor Holly Metz-Doyle, who is compiling stories for a series called Budding New York, which takes a look at the region's expanding opportunities in alternative wellness and fitness. Today's first stop, the Bird's Nest.
Yes. So the Bird's Nest is a fascinating facility on Fillmore Avenue. From the exterior, you would not know what goes on inside those walls. It's an old building, and it's an aerial performing center. It also is.
Let me make sure I get that. Okay. Aerial performing center. So yes. What you're telling me is that this is what, like trapeze, that kind of thing?
Exactly, exactly.
You're up in the air.
You're up in the air. So a variety of classes, including trapeze, aerial hoop, aerial silks, and pole fitness classes.
I want to also get into the one place that you're going to be able to read about in Buffalo Rising this week. It's called The Flow.
The Flow. It's located on Allen Street. People have used the term sensory deprivation tank. When I first was approached with this, I did a little bit of research. The scientist, his name was John C. Lilly. He was a neuroscientist. Back in the 1950s, he was experimenting with creating a natural way to induce hallucinations and out-of-body experiences without using drugs of any sort. He wanted to know what would happen if you deprived the brain of all senses. So he created a sensory deprivation tank.
Take us through your experience there.
It has two rooms, so there can be two floats happening at the same time. To the right is what looks like a gigantic bank vault. So what's inside is basically a giant bathtub, and it's all blackened out. So when you shut that vault door, it's all black. It's pitch black. So you wear earplugs that they provide for you, disposable earplugs, so you don't hear anything. I was very relaxed.
Okay.
It was a 90-minute float. It's the perfect temperature so that you can't feel it. Like, you don't even realize at a certain point that you're floating in water.
Okay.
You know, all you really are hearing is your breath, and it's so soothing.
The people who run the flow, what do they say will or could be the benefits of utilizing this?
I found out that many of the benefits include obviously relieving stress, just from the way I described it. You could probably imagine that. But it calms down the nervous system. It reduces anxiety and depression. It enhances your body, the ability of your body to heal. It reduces pain. It's great in injury recovery. The stimulation in the brain increases creativity. You know, and it's also known to enhance athletic performance.
Another thing you're going to be checking out, cupping.
Cupping. So cupping, if you think back to the Summer Olympics when Michael Phelps was adorning red splotches on his back, those were cupping marks. This is an ancient practice, by the way. Puts a suction cup on an area where you may have inflammation or a sore muscle or just an overworked muscle.
What about it being in Buffalo?
Isn't that wonderful? I'm so happy that all of these new and exciting businesses are opening up in Buffalo. And that's what Budding New York is exposing, is all these other types of opportunities that people can go to. They can try them out, and I can give them a little bit of the understanding of what to anticipate, hopefully drive down their fears if they have any, and let them know what the outcome can be.
Holly Metz-Doyle, I appreciate your time sharing with us your experiences, and thanks for being with us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being here.